He made Black Swan and Requiem for a Dream. Now, director Darren Aronofsky has a new movie out tomorrow called Mother. It is a horror thriller, and it's got some big names in there. Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Michelle Pfeiffer, Ed Harris. Joining us from Chicago to talk about the film is Angelica Jade Bastian. She is a staff writer at Vulture, the entertainment news website, and even more relevant, she is a self-proclaimed horror buff. So with that, welcome, Angelica.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So they have kept Mother under pretty tight wrap leading up to the release, but I gather that the story opens with a couple. This would be Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem. They're at this very remote home, and one night there's a knock at the door. Without giving away the twists, can you tell us who's knocking? What happens?
So the first knock comes from Ed Harris, who is a surgeon who stumbled upon the home by happenstance, at least that's what he tells Javier Bardem and Jennifer Lawrence, and slowly but surely disrupts their lives. And his wife is played by Michelle Pfeiffer, who comes soon after. Chaos ensues.
Chaos ensues. Yeah, I read one review that is describing the movie, and it's using terms like peak insanity.
Oh, that's accurate. So the okay. You know, I don't want to spoil people, but the first half of the movie and the second half of the movie are very different beasts. So the first half really does focus on this tightly knit group of people and how they disrupt the life of Javier Bardem, who's a poet, and Jennifer Lawrence, who is just a wife.
Just a wife. Wow. That's...
Oh, I mean, I think she's credited in the credits as just mother. No one really has names. They're just sort of archetypes. Just keep that in mind going into the movie. Do not expect reality. Expect the surreal and the bonkers. I had a fun time watching it. I'm still digesting it. There's a lot going on. The second half of the movie includes so many horrific incidents. I don't even know how to warn people about that. So if you're uncomfortable with violence, then I would maybe steer clear of the film.
Mother is out tomorrow. Meanwhile, there is another horror movie that's already dominating the box office. This is the remake of It, the Stephen King novel of that name. There was a film version before. This is the remake. What's your take on this one?
Trash.
You know, not sold.
Being rude. No, I think it doesn't take advantage of a very rich story or the fact that it's changing the time period, which now it's in the 1980s. This is a time when Unsolved Mysteries was on screen and people were very, very aware of serial killers. Children would not just be going towards a clown who's talking to them from the sewer. So you really have to sort of reassess your story if you're going to have it take place in a completely different time period, which has different constraints and different handling of race and homophobia and various aspects of the novel that actually aren't touched upon. But the kid actors are very well cast. They're very amazing. And Beverly, played by Sophia Lillis, is pretty much the standout. I can't wait to see what she does with her career.
Huh. All right. So if we have the choice of one or the other, go see Mother. Sounds like she wrote.
Definitely, I would choose Mother.
Angelica, thank you.
You're very welcome.